Thank you for calling the tip line of the Shitty Wizard, the best place to hear hints, advice, and rumors about everyone's least favorite mage. This week's tips are for the crepuscular and very haunted stronghold of the Shitty Wizard. Townsfolk have been mysteriously disappearing in the dead of night, and the Howl of Wights looms large. At the behest of a local vicar, who's offered plunder from the church's coffers, our woebegone mage agrees to infiltrate Castle Dreadpathia, collect and burn 7 bells and 14 body parts of barren blood, and restore the nightlife to Anuvin. This is the crepuscular and very haunted stronghold of the Shitty Wizard. Before you can take on the master of the castle, you'll need to fend off his generals, a legendary collection of creatures lazily cribbed from superior pop culture properties. You'll need all your magic points to fend off this half-assed rogues gallery. Match wits with the creature from the Onyx Bay, the lithe and crafty werecanine, the terrifying grim scyther, the lumbering German neckbolt monster, a bunch of fucking annoying bats, and, of course, the headless horseface. Due to some bad planning, Castle Dreadpathia is rife with secrets. Fire a magic missile at every single wall you see. It may contain a freshly roasted turkey for some reason. Also, sometimes what appears to be a floor is, in fact, not a floor. Go back to the squalid huts just outside of the castle and give the red crystal to Drogo the Bedridden. In return, he'll teach you the Detect Floor spell, which you'll need to cast every 6 to 9 steps or risk falling to your death. Just before your battle with Barren Blood, you can enter the Parallel Zone. The Parallel Zone is the perfect opportunity to level up and improve your gear before the final fight. Of course, the Parallel Zone itself is fraught with risk, so you should only enter if you don't actually need to level up and improve your gear. If you have the levels, but not the gear, consider maybe battling your way through the Parallel Zone. Conversely, if you have great gear, but are not a very high level, maybe just grind through some of the normal castle until you can take on the Parallel Zone, which you won't then actually need. Either way, know that you can stunlock Barren Blood with some well-timed holy water, making both your level and your gear entirely moot. Well, that's all for this week. Good luck from all of us at Low Cunning.